here with Randy and Colton. Not a bad Thursday. Why don't I just have the two of you introduce yourselves at the start for us?
I'm Randy Ferris.
And I'm Colton Snyder.
And as we joked, you're like the world's smallest office pool, right?
It is pretty small, the two of us.
Just the two of us.
So that has changed over time. Like you said, there used to be people involved. And, you know, then maybe somebody retired or took a different job. And so it's down to the two of you, and you kept going.
We yep. did, and I wanted to stop several times, but Colton wouldn't let us.
Yeah, we had to keep rolling.
So this is, as I said, this is all because of Colton. Let's be real here, right?
Absolutely it is. Absolutely.
Okay, so Randy, you are the person who bought the tickets for your office pool, right?
Correct.
Tell me how you do that.
I just go to Casey's either Monday and Tuesday and then Thursday and Friday and just get two Powerball, two Mega Million, and two Lotto America every week.
And so you go twice a week?
Twice a week, every, yeah.
And you both just buy one ticket, right? So it's not like you're buying a huge...
No, huge but if we win, we do let it ride. We didn't want to pull that out and ruin our karma.
And you said you think that you won the $1 million with Let It Ride money, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, because it was the fourth ticket. Or the fourth line item on that ticket, so we did.
Yeah. That's amazing. So basically, you got free winnings, is what you're
turned,
saying.
We turned $2 winner into a million.
But we've been playing a long time.
Yeah,
years and years.
We turned a lot of $2 winnings.
Yeah,
yeah.
So Colton, tell me where the two of you work.
Oh, we work for the USDA
in Ames.
Yeah,
right?
That's correct.
And you've both already have people asking you. You didn't tell a fib, Colton, because you didn't know. Randy, did you tell a fib today?
I just said it would be nice. I didn't say no.
That's a good answer. Colton, tell me what happened yesterday to you.
We were, a couple of my coworkers were taking part in some maintenance activities, and one of the guys got a notification that popped up on his phone. And he said, oh my goodness, there was a $1 million winner and the ticket was sold from Casey's in Nevada. And I said, wow, that's where Randy buys our tickets. I wonder if it could be us.
But you really didn't know.
I did not.
At that time. So then Randy, how did you, like you must have checked the tickets, right? At some point.
Right. The wife texted me that somebody won. And so eventually about 6 o'clock last night, I looked at it. Then I realized maybe. So then I went to Casey's and checked it. Then I called Colton. I said, we better go to the Casey's in Huxley to check it. So we did that. And then I checked it online to verify. You know, it's one of those stories you're not really sure till it's...
So you went to two different stores and used the lottery app?
Yep.
And then you finally believed
yep.
it?
Yep.
and still worried that we were doing something wrong.
So where was the ticket? Why didn't you check it till 6 o'clock last night?
I never check it till I buy the new ones. I'll go into the auto reader. And I'll scan them there.
To the self-checker.
Yeah, self-checker. So I wouldn't have checked it till today or tomorrow.
So was it just at home?
It was in my billfold.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, yep. At least it wasn't, you know, like blowing around on the dash of your car or something.
Nope. So. Yeah, we kept it. We didn't lose it. So.
Yep. So you both just told immediate family. You haven't told your work. And then the news is going to break. And
yeah.
So what do you think the reaction's going to be?
We just decided to answer questions later, I guess. We didn't want to say, you know, that we did and then come down here and something happened and we didn't, or, you know. So now we'll be able to celebrate this with all our friends and family, and it's a wonderful moment for the two of us.
Maybe you have to take treats to work or something.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll do something. Yeah.
Randy, how old of a person are you?
I'm 52.
You're 52. And Colton?
I am 52 as well.
You're 52. Yeah. Okay.
We're a month apart.
And you've worked together for a long time, right?
We've worked together for 26 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been friends the whole time.
Yep.
Yep.
That's awesome. Well, and I asked if your office pool has a name, but you said no. It's just Randy and Colton. So
just the two of us.
Hey, yeah. That's what we'll put on the check, right?
There you go. Whatever works.
So you've both talked about just making really smart choices with the money. Randy, do you want to talk about what you're going to do?
Probably pay off the house and then kind of figure out where to go from there. You know, we haven't much time to really formulate a plan, but I don't want to do anything rash and quickly, so we'll wait and see.
And Colton?
Nothing initially or immediately. My wife and I have been talking about some small home improvements, so we'll probably do that for sure before
too
long.
Sounds like a nice kitchen to me. Colton's like, no, a man cave.
Oh, no.
A man cave in the basement. Are you going to keep playing?
Yes.
Yeah, we've got two winning tickets in our pocket right now.
Okay. For which games? I mean, he doesn't know they're winners, but let's just go.
No, they are.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Yeah. We have a $2 Megan. Well, each of these are $2, so
oh my gosh.
Four Mega Million winners.
You know, you can cash those in here, too.
We're going to roll those over.
Yep. Plus, I have $50 of his money in our account, so we'll be playing at least another 5 weeks.
Woo, you're going to...
We were joking. Years ago, we won $100.
Yeah. And that was the biggest amount you've won?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was three of us in the pool at the time, so we were debating on how to split that up. Well, we decided to let it ride, just keep investing it. So I did check with Colton this morning to see if he wanted to let this ride and buy more tickets with it, but he said no.
That would take you far, far, far into the lottery purchasing future. Oh my gosh. Well, congratulations, you guys. And seriously, thank you for coming in to claim the prize, because as you know, that store had a winner that went unclaimed forever. And when you were at the store, did they say anything about it? Because you used the self-checker, so they didn't know,
I did go in there, and there was a gal who said, hey, but I think she had me confused with somebody else. So I don't think she knew, but, you know, it's a small town, so it'll go out quick. So.
Yeah.
It's
exciting.
Nice. Yeah.
It's exciting. It Congratulations.
Yes, and thank you very much.
Yes, thank
You're
you so
welcome.
Much.